In the gospel reading today, our Lord told his apostles that they would have to bear witness to Jesus. He told them the Spirit that was going to be given to them would bear witness to the Lord, and they had to bear witness as well. And he tells them the reason that they have to bear witness is because they have been with him from the beginning. Now, obviously, for them, that implies the beginning of our Lord's ministry. For you and I, most of us were baptized when we were little ones. We've been with the Lord literally from the beginning of our lives. And consequently, as Christian people, we are to bear witness to the Lord. Now, there are differing ways of bearing witness, as St. Peter tells us in the first reading today, that there are some people who will have to preach, and there are some people who minister, and so on. We know that everyone has different gifts that God has given. And so there are differing ways that we're going to be able to bear witness. You probably, or maybe at least, are not called to go out and preach. But every last one of us is called to bring Christ into the world, to bear witness to our Lord by the way that we live, by the way that we act, and the way that we speak, and so on. And so when we look at what that really implies, St. Peter tells us very clearly. He says, above all, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves. And then tells us, be hospitable to one another without murmuring. And so it's the charity that is actually going to be the ultimate witness to Christ. The charity is just pure love, seeking only the good of the other, loving God, loving neighbor. And so we think about what St. Peter is telling us, and then we ask ourselves, do I have that kind of charity toward other people? When people see me in public, what do they see? Do they see someone who is joyful? Do they see someone who is kind? Do they see someone who is truly seeking the good of someone else? This isn't natural in our society because we live in the most selfish society in history. And so everything around us is gravitating against charity. So as most things in the Christian life, we need to be countercultural. We need to go against what it is that is surrounding us and pushing us in the wrong direction. Because everything is telling us to focus on ourselves. And where has that led us? To a whole bunch of misery. And that's not what the Lord desires for us. And so St. Peter then tells us to be hospitable without murmuring. So again, think of the selfishness. We might start out doing something with good intent, and it doesn't take too much time, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. Pretty soon it's like, well, I hope they notice what I'm doing. They better be grateful for this. And we murmur and we complain and we groan about all kinds of things. And all that it tells us is how selfish we are. Because if we were truly doing something out of pure charity, we wouldn't be grumbling and complaining about it. So the Lord allows some of that struggle for us to be able to see, because otherwise we might say, oh, look at what I did. It was pure charity. Look what I did for this person. And I would challenge it and say, and how much grumbling and complaining and whining did you do? If there was none, yeah, pure charity. Yeah, if there was some, that's how much selfishness was involved. So we can look at those sorts of things. But really, for all of us, well, most of us anyway, when we ask the question about charity, where do we ultimately see it? Where do we learn it? From our moms. So as we celebrate Mother's Day today, the ultimate charity for most of us and the foundational charity is going to be from our mothers. They serve and they give, and they're not seeking anything in return. If you think about, if you put out a job application or job description for a mom, you wouldn't have anybody sign up for it. especially when you look at the fact that it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the pay is zero. How much of a line of people do you think are going to line up to be able to say, I want that job? And yet, thanks be to God, one heroic woman after the next is willing to stand up and say, that's what I want. Because of love. It's not a job. It's not something that she's getting paid for. And if we had to pay, if you just think of all the different things that moms do, and you had to pay somebody to do all of those, it would cost a fortune. And they wouldn't do half as good a job most of the time as what a mom is going to do. But it's not even all the functionary things. It's the love. That's what we have to look at in a mom. It's not only why she does what she does, but it's how she does what she does. Even if you just think about bringing kids to daycare, the best daycare person still isn't the mom. They're not going to be able to love the kids the same way that a mom will. They're not going to be able to deal with the kids the same way the mom will. Sure, they can be very kind and they can be good to the kids. It's still not the mom. And that's where most of us, as I say, learn how to love. That's what we learn what love is. We see that selflessness in a mom. Now, I know for the moms, you might be looking at it and saying, well, yeah, but if you've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old at the same time, and some of you might even have teenagers at the same time you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, there's probably a fair amount of grumbling and complaining that goes on, murmuring about these kids. Once again, what it shows you is that the Lord is allowing you to grow in holiness. He's showing you where the selfishness still is. Yes, it's difficult. It's the most difficult job in the world. No, it's not a job, it's a vocation. It's the most difficult of the vocations. But it's all designed to make you a saint. And so the Lord allows you to see where the selfishness is, which is the lack of saintliness, if you look at it that way. And ask yourself, what is a saint? What does it mean to be holy? It means to be God-like, to be like God. God is love. And so that's the example that moms give. That's the witness that is there from the beginning of our lives for most of us. And that lays the foundation. Now we take that to the next level. It's one thing to be able to do that with your own children, with your spouse, within your own household. But now the Lord is saying, we need to do this with everyone. So we can look at other people, like even within our own parish. The Desert Fathers tell us that the last thing to go before perfection is our desire to judge others. How much judging do we do? We look at others and we look down upon them. Maybe we gossip about them. Maybe we don't treat people very kindly, whatever. Once again, when St. Peter says be hospitable toward one another, he's talking about people of the same faith. And sometimes we don't even treat one another very well. Then what are we going to do outside of there? What do you do when you see the neighbors? What do you do when you see people at the office? What do you do when you see, you know, people in other circumstances? Do you treat them with kindness? Are you a light to them? Are you a witness to Christ? Are you joyful? Are you peaceful? Are you kind? Those are the kinds of things that we see in our Lord. Now, if we look at it, we all know the word witness. If we put that into Greek, where the New Testament was written in Greek, it's martyr. Now, our Lord probably isn't asking that most of us would literally become martyred, his apostles all were, but maybe we don't have to. Nonetheless, we're all called to bear witness. And so that means a dying to self every day. Exactly what we see in a mom. She has to die to self to constantly be giving to the others. And that's what the Lord is asking of us, that we would die to self. If the Lord is asking you to be a martyr, How are you going to do that unless you're prepared for it? Unless you have been dying to self, how are you ever going to be able to literally die for the Lord? And so we are to do everything ultimately for God. And if we look at that just again in the practicalities, you can do something just because it needs to be done. You can do something because you want to impress people. Or you can do things out of love. No matter what you do, the same thing is getting accomplished. But the disposition that we have as it's being accomplished is entirely different. The first one's kind of neutral, it just needs to get done. The second one is totally selfish. I want to impress people. What are people going to think of me? If they see this, oh, they're whatever, it's all about me. But if I'm doing it out of charity for the people that God has put in my life, then we have a whole different reason for what we're doing. And when we can do that, that's when the joy is going to be there. Again, our selfishness has taken the joy away. And we think that if we get more for ourselves, that we're going to be more happy and more joyful. And the more we get, the less joyful we are. But the more that we love, the more that we have charity, the more that we give, the more joyful we're going to be. That's the nature of things. That's the way God created us, and it's what He created us for. And so, on a day where we're celebrating and honoring mothers, what a perfect day to have a reading about charity, when this is what it was all about. And if we look at what the things were pro-life today, and the little button says, "Thanks, Mom, for life," I would add to that, "Thanks, Mom, for love." Yes, they gave us life, but they taught us how to love. They model that for us. They are the witness of what that is, so that we can learn from that and go out and do that in the world. That's what we're supposed to be about. That's what Christian life is. So we've gotten so accustomed to just going through the motions of things and not really paying attention to what we're doing and why we're doing it. We see in the readings today, we're being called to something deeper. Keep doing what you're supposed to do, but change the motive. Do it out of charity. And if you're doing things out of charity, not murmuring, not complaining, not being selfish, just purely out of charity, that's where your light is going to shine. That's where people are going to give glory to God because they see your goodness. That's where you are giving witness to Christ, dying to self and bringing life to others. What a beautiful thing. That's what Christian life is supposed to be. And if we would all do that, think how wonderful things would be. Be wonderful in your own life, and be wonderful for everybody around us. What a gift that would be. But that's what we're supposed to be. This shouldn't be anything extraordinary. Sadly, that's what it's become. But this should be ordinary for Christian people. So look at that seriously. Look within your own heart and ask yourself, what is my disposition toward anything, toward everything, toward the people, toward your work, toward whatever it may be? And then make the adjustments that need to be made so that through the grace of the Holy Spirit who is given to you, we can all then truly be witnesses to Jesus in the world.